Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello everybody and welcome to today's edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Hello, MG. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Everybody morning. Present.
Yes.
Who is our guest today?
Merrick Watts.
Mezza.
Love it. We're going to talk about his Great Dane again, aren't we?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We can't let him ever go without giving us a Great Dane update.
I agree.
Because that dog is one of the all-time greats. Make no mistake about that. Huge show. Going to give away some more tickets to our Mad Monday. And can we give away some money right now?
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40-volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Humdinger. Yes, it's Humdinger. Who knows what I'm humming today? I'm trying to remember myself as we speak what it is I'm supposed to be humming because it hasn't gone off for the last couple of days, has it? Ian's on the line. Hello, Ian.
Morning, legends. How are we going?
Yeah, we're not too bad. You've heard the segment before?
Oh, I have, mate, yeah.
We know what's going on. Have you got a pitch perfect ear?
No, not really. You confused me a couple of times, but we'll see how we go, eh?
Where are you calling from, Ian?
Katoomba.
What's happening there? Tell me what's happening. What's the big story? What's the big story coming out of Katoomba?
Very little, mate. It's overcast and raining.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't ask for the four-day forecast. I said, what? Nothing.
What do you do for a living, mate?
I work on the council in the park.
So there is nothing going on.
Dealing with your mulch, I'd say.
All right. Here I go, humming the song that I think is the right one.
Oh, no.
Well, if I can't remember which one I'm supposed to be humming, but if I hum the wrong one and he guesses it, I suppose we'll just have to go with it. Okay. But I'll have a crack at this one. I think it is. Not sure.
Yes.
That was good.
That's easy.
I hummed up a storm on this Tuesday morning.
That is so easy.
Literally handed it to you on a platter, Ian.
Yeah.
Would you like to have one of the better ones that you've done?
Oh. All right.
Well, let's see if you can get it then, smartass. What do you got?
The Rivers of Babylon.
He's got it! Yes!
Yes!
$600 clams, baby.
Well, coming to Australia, by the way.
Let's go see him.
Well, I'll put it this way. The remaining members of Boney M are coming. They may have lost a couple of key figures for me, but don't let that frighten you. Still go along and have a look. Are you a Boney M fan, Ian?
I am, mate. I don't mind that song, actually. It's a good one. It's your favourite one,
Well, they're out in June, and you should go along and let them know you won $600 humming. What are you going to do with the 600?
Oh, I don't know. Might take me a little girl to the Easter show.
Oh, lovely.
Excellent,
they'll
brother.
They'll get you two show bags.
And one ride.
No, $600. You, the whole family, treat yourself to a great day. And it's all thanks to Makita, of course, who come to the party. They know how to get the job done every time. Thank you, Ian. Bang.
Thanks, love the show.
Here we go tomorrow. Maybe you'll get someone else to hum tomorrow.
Oh, you're dipping out already.
I think it's time.
Okay.
We'll have some humming auditions.
Great. All right, starting fresh tomorrow with $200. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M. Tick-tock.
Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
And there's a topic I really want to talk about because the whole world is talking about this, and I can't believe we haven't talked about this sooner. Where is Kate Middleton?
Oh.
I'm totally... I am totally entranced by this story. Everyone I run into is talking about it. She's disappeared. What she done? She had the Brazilian butt lift. What are you hearing? Have you followed this at all, Tosh?
I have, but I've been following.
Oh, you I'm have?
A, yeah, all I right. have. And
what's your theory?
Talk around the girls in my household who love the Royals is that apparently she had pretty bad pains with her first three kids, and she suffers really bad from morning sickness.
She does.
So I reckon she's pregnant, and she's just been for the
once fourth. Again women milking the whole experience to suggest. Oh, it's so tough.
There are lots of interesting allegations. She has gone missing. You know, I love this, and I'm obsessed with this story. Just because it's just no UK press are asking, is Kate okay? How's her recovery going? And then the Palace was forced to put out a statement last week because Prince William pulled out of a royal engagement with 40 minutes to go, which is unheard of, saying there was a personal drama.
Well, has he been sighted lately? Where's he?
Yes, he has made a couple of official engagements. I don't think he looks well. That's my analysis.
Now you're throwing him under the bus. What's poor
and
William
now,
done?
And now Camilla is going on a holiday because she's exhausted from filling in for Charles.
Last sighted at Christmas, apparently, was Kate. Mm-hmm. What's the date today?
It's March 5th, March 4th.
Yeah, March 5th.
It's been
that's a pretty good holiday.
That is a good holiday.
I hope she's okay is all I'm saying. And we haven't seen the three children either. They haven't been sighted.
And what about Charles?
Yeah, Charles has been sighted. We're not sure how he's going, but he's undergoing cancer treatment as we speak.
Well, he's coming to Australia and we're trying to get him to Pondi, Penrith Beach, because everyone has to bid to get him and he will come. And we were saying yesterday on the program, we could see scenes like the ones. Remember when he came out here as a young prince?
Yes.
And got tampered with.
In Perth, yes.
On a Perth beach, got harassed.
From Jane Priest, her name was a model.
I think he looked okay with it, to be honest.
He did.
Well, he handled himself well, considering she was all hands down there. Yes. And it got us thinking about, if the king came back and we took him down to Pondi, Penrith Beach, if we could replicate the same scene, because it might be slightly different given that, well, everything we know about Penrith.
Yep, it's the best place in the world.
Oh, Charlie, I'm Shazza. How the f*** are
you? Yes, hello, Sharon.
Love the bungee smugglers. The water must be a bit cold, though, looking at that poor excuse for a todger.
Where is the Bondi rescue team?
You're in Pondi, mate. You don't have to worry about sharks here. But there is a bit more going on in the water out here in the west.
Oh, heavens above.
Oi, come here, Charlie. I want a mac on with you.
Oh, dear. The help.
Come on, Charlie. Just want to jam your tongue down your throat.
Mummy.
That's could happen.
It could definitely happen. It will happen.
All right. Love it.